morning. So, Father, we thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Oh, yeah, we'll look at 3 and 4 as well. So, we started a conversation yesterday, and I strongly believe that it should help us in our walk with God. Sometimes there is that quest to be there's that quest to be unsincere or insincere, but then this teaching helps us to to check that aspect of our walk with God, where we can be very true, we can be honest, knowing that the God we serve knows everything and knows all things. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, Hannah is praying and thanking God. Hannah is praying and thanking God. And that's because she had had what she had been asking for, which happened to be her son Samuel. So she rejoices in the Lord because her horn is exalted like the horn of an unicorn. And it's pretty amazing to know that she had given back what God had given to her. And that's quite some integrity. First Samuel 2. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at mine enemies because I rejoice in your salvation." It says, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God." She now says, "Talk no more exceedingly proudly." Talk no more exceedingly proudly. Let no arrogancy come out of your mouth. And the reasons why you don't have to talk proudly, and we all do not have to talk proudly, is because the Lord is a God of knowledge. Knowledge. He knows everything. Now, yesterday we took some time just, you know, being practical about talking no more exceedingly proudly, you know, not making arrogant words proceed forth from our mouths. And then we all get to see that the Lord knows all things. He knows our motives. He knows our thoughts. He knows the intents or our intentions. know, that's why when God judges people, it's quite interesting the way he judges people. Because man only looks at the deed. You know, God is able to see the deed and the intent for the deed. And he meters out judgment sincerely. So we ought to be very intentional about our relationship with God, the motives. Why do you do what you do? The thoughts, the intentions. Somebody can be doing something and the intention may be very wrong, even though the action is right. Why are you helping that fellow? Why are you serving in church? Why are you discipling that person? Why are you giving to that fellow? What is the intent of your heart? Sometimes we do things that are not supposed to be done. And because nobody else sees, we hide. But you see, our God, he's a God of all knowledge. And he knows everything. You know, you can't fool him. You can fool man, but you can't fool him. He's a God of all knowledge. He sees the good that you do. He sees the plans of your heart and the reason why you have those plans on your heart. You know, and that's why when God chooses a man, you may not know why he chooses certain people. Yeah. They may not have gone to school, or they may have gone to school. You may see them as not the right person, but then he also thinks differently about what you think. You may have reasons why they should not be chosen, and he has reasons why they should be chosen. He's a God of all knowledge. He sees the hidden, covered stuff that nobody else sees. And that should make us become very intentional about our service to him. Sometimes our lips don't murmur and complain, but our hearts do. And we must keep our hearts in the right place. So Hannah is telling us that the Lord our God is a God of all knowledge. And that's why I keep telling, you know, people, there's no need to pretend. There's no need to pretend. There's no need to have a pretentious attitude. You know, I was thinking about it sometime. I said, it matters so much to me what God says about me. You know, some time ago, someone was saying that this person had lied. He had lied. He lied about the situation. He lied. I was not the one. The person said I was the one. So I was looking at the person very gently. And I can't exactly remember what the scene was, but I remember saying that if God truly knows, you don't have to be worried about men's criticisms. The most important thing is that you didn't do what they are saying you did. That's all. That's the most important thing. So, he knows all things. Then he announces, or then Han announces. Of course, yesterday I already related this to the predicament she had been going through, so it's clear now. And by him, actions are weighed. By this God, actions are weighed. So he examines our actions. And he uses, he has internal scales that measures with great absolute precision. So, what action are you thinking that you are doing, but it's not flowing from the heart? That means, of course, God's divine person, it totally renders human pretense. It makes it very futile. It's impossible. You know, sometimes you do something because pastor asks you to do it. Why are you doing that thing? Or you do something because somebody asked you to do it. Why are you doing that thing? God is saying that left to him, you should even have done it because you're not desiring to do it does not please him so much. By him, actions are weighed. He picks the action, then he weighs the intent of the heart. He weighs the reason for that particular action, the motive for that particular action, the thoughts behind that particular action, the intentions behind that particular action. If you minister in songs, why do you stand there to minister in songs? So we know you have a good voice, so we know you can sing, so we know you are talented, or you're doing it because you want to genuinely serve Jesus. He weighs it. So, your reason for discipleship, evangelism, your reason for wanting to flow in the things of the Spirit. What's the intent? What's the motive behind it? Do you want people delivered, people saved, people ministered to, people loved? Or you want to be crowned as something? The motive. The motive. You know, some people will never serve until they are given you know, a leadership in quote responsibility or title. The motive, that's what God sees. The thoughts, that's what he weighs the actions against these. What's the motive behind it? I mean, who wants to employ, respect me, today we have mates in homes. I mean, not today, but then there are mates in homes. But who wants to have a maid that you have employed? And you force the maid to serve you. You tell the maid, always smile when you are serving me. Always smile when you're serving me. What kind of a maid is that? Huh? We have to beg you to do what you have to do. I mean, it's better you were not employed, so that we find our way around doing whatever it is that needs to be done. It's better. Like, it's better you didn't pick up the job. Or she serves with a certain form of resentment. Like, I'm doing you a favor. Serving for a resentment, I mean, after all, what? She serves with murmuring, and you don't even pay me well. You don't even, the food is outside. Unfortunately, some of us serve God like this, as though he's doing us a favor, or we are doing him a favor. Of course, he's doing us a favor. We are doing him a favor. And according to God, it is better if you did not do it. Because he sees beyond what is just done. He looks at the heart with which it is done. The heart with which it is done is what becomes the beautiful, you know, substance of service. The heart with which it's done. The heart with which it's done. So as believers, yes, we're going to pay attention to our actions, but we must make sure, we must become intentional that what God sees is the intent, the motives, the thoughts, the intentions, the hidden things, the things that are not seen is what he sees. And you know, he's the father of all spirits. He deals with our spirits. You know, the spirit is the heart. You see, when God looks at you, he deals with your spirit. So, when you are supposed to be serving him in a certain way, but your spirit is not serving him in that way, it's almost like you are living a lie. Because he looks at you and there is not what you say you are doing that you are actually doing. He looks at you and he sees beyond you. That's what he sees. He sees beyond. He sees beyond you. Me, I've always been, one of the things I try to do is that I try not to deceive myself with God. Like I told you yesterday, there are things I perceived in my heart. I never said it with my mouth. I never said it with my, and he already picked up on those things and said, you were perceiving this in your heart. Things I perceived in my heart that I wanted. And the very next minute, the thing I perceived in my heart that I wanted, he did it for me. So I started to say, it looks like this thing, it goes far beyond what is physically seen. Far beyond. You know, something as casual as, hey, if I had this thing, and then you see that the thing is already happening. Like, it's already playing. You never said it with your mouth. You never said it with your mind. I'm sure all of you have those testimonies. If I had, before you were, the thing is coming. That's what God deals with. He weighs our actions. But he does, you know, one time I went for a meeting and I went with a few of the people. And there was a man of God that was calling. It was Ben Hinn's meeting. And he was calling people. So that if you want to I mean, I'm being sincere here. So that he sees that God is saying that some people are going to die for him. Right? People are going to die for him. You know, just like Stephen, he mentions that. Then he exhorts. Then he calls out people. I see the thousands of the people, the hundreds of the people who are going in front. So, you know, me, I don't say anything and I don't say anything because when you walk with God more carefully, he holds you responsible for the things that you say and the things that you do. So in my heart, I saw that people were moving forward. They said they are going to die. I said, hey. So I searched my eyes. I said, Lord, I want to die for you. But I've never sincerely had a conversation with you about dying for you the way Stephen died for you. And don't be mistaken. There are people who died that and it's appointed of God. They're going to be martyrs for the Lord. But in my heart, I've never had such a conversation with him before. Like I want to be stoned for you. I've not had that before. I've not, the farthest I can think is I'm going to live for you, but say to go in a place and die for you. I've never thought about it. I've never meditated on it. It's not crossed my mind like that. I'm going to be stone shot. Something like it's not come to me. It's not come to me. So, you know, I saw the way that people were going and I said, hey, these people, do they know what they are saying? Because, you know, it's easy to walk out. You see, you are spiritual, so you. I was with people who esteem me, and they. I'm sure they were. I don't know what they were wondering. They were like, "Hey, Pastor, I will not give his life." But that's my heart. That was what was in my. I don't need to make a step to make any point or to pretend that I was going to do something. It's nothing to do. I don't have that. You know, I don't. You know, I trust not to pretend. I'm not a pretentious person. You know, so. As I was quiet, I said, these people, do they understand? Do they heartily agree with what is being said now? And that's what God looks at. So maybe the reason why maybe he may look at me and say, as Pascal, what is in his heart is maybe what he will do. I don't know. I don't know. But I try to be sincere. I don't know to what extent, but I do my best to be sincere. This thing you are doing, what does it mean? This thing you are doing, how does it happen? This thing you are doing, what does it do? Like, what are you going to do? How does it play out? Do you really mean what you are saying? Do you believe what you are saying? You know, one time I preached a message and I'm telling you something very important. I finished preaching the message. I know the message was biblical because, of course, I connected the message. I made sure it was soundly biblical, purely theological. Then I went to preach the message. Then I came back. I came to kneel down. I said, Lord, this thing I preach at this place today. I believe it. I gauge myself. I said, I believe it this percentage. I believe it this percentage. But if I want to tell, maybe I preach it because there's a theme, a central theme. But if I say I believe it 100%, I'll be lying to you. I know my heart. I know what is in my heart. So I knelt down. No, I didn't kneel down. I was standing somewhere, and I told the Lord casually. I was in my bathroom and I told the Lord this. Yes, I told the Lord. I said, this thing, I'm going to be sincere with you. Yeah. So I came back into my room. Yeah. And then I now said, you know, but I believe you can do something to my heart. Maybe that's why he likes me. You may not know. I don't know. So what happened the next day? I woke up in the morning and I got back at it. And something had changed. I said, Lord, I believe this. I believe it. I mean, how did I move from a percentage of believing to completely believing it overnight? Overnight, a percentage of believing to completely believing it overnight. Yeah. No meditation. I didn't meditate. I didn't pick back any scripture. I said, I meditate on this. I meditate on that. I just said, Lord, this thing I know is true. I know it works like this. But for me to tell you that I believe it 100, I'll be lying to you. I mean, I know my heart. I'm not going to say, I know you are dealing with my heart here. You are dealing with my heart. You're not dealing with what I'm saying. You're dealing with my heart. You're not dealing with what I'm saying to somebody. You're dealing with what is hidden, what people cannot see. And I'm here. I know I cannot hide before you. So those of you who like pretending, me, if I'm not for you, I'm not for you. I'm not, see. If I smile with you or something, I'm really smiling with you. If I'm not, I'm not. Yes, I don't know how to pretend. No, I don't know how to do that. If I'm... you know, I will not stand before you and say, oh, you know, say something that I don't mean. Yes, and words easily slip out of my mouth because I don't know how to pretend. My heart and my mouth, pretentiousness, the attitude of being pretentious is not too common. Yeah. And some of you must begin to go back to God after this particular teaching and say, ah, Lord, I've been deceiving you. I told you what the woman told me. I told you what the woman told me. Said, "Sewo dada nyankopon, oh dada wahu, untimin dada nyankopon. You can't deceive God. You can't deceive God." She was telling me, if you serve God well, He will serve you and He will help you. Yes. I told her I was going into full-time ministry, and she was telling me that. Said, "Nyankopon, they're awesome ne ya." Yeah. Oh, dada, wow. You are deceiving your own self. You say you are serving Him and you are not serving Him. You are deceiving your own self. Go for evangelism, you will not go. You are deceiving your own self. Do this, you won't do. You are deceiving your own self. Pray, you won't pray. You are deceiving your own self. Do this, you won't do. Join prayers. Call at this time. We are all meeting here. You don't come. You swear in. You swipe in. You are deceiving your own self. You cannot deceive God. Huh? And He is weighing our actions. So, what I want you to do, you know, is that we're going to be sincere. We're going to work towards sincerity. Right? Sincerity. You call in, so you should pray. You pray. Your phone is somewhere, but you have called it. Oh, dada, wow. You are deceiving your own self. You're not deceiving God. You're writing your reports. You write, you add some things that were not done. You are deceiving your own self. Yeah. So you can find that you can be a preacher and you are very far away from what you preach. Very, very far away. That's what Paul calls a castaway. He's not talking about going to hell. He preaches and then he takes heed to himself that he himself is not a castaway. He himself is not a reproach to what he preaches. Yeah. Not that you don't believe it all. Yeah. It's like you mentally assent that it's true. There's a mental assent. Yeah, it's true because the word of God is true. It's clear that this is what God is saying. But there's just something about the heart that needs to be in the right place. By Him, actions are weighed. If you will not help her, see, if you will not help somebody, it's better not to help them than to help them and mama complain. No, just be sincere. I can't help. That's why God loves a cheerful giver. He didn't just say he loves a giver. He loves somebody that gives to him cheerfully. It's like, don't give every time. If you don't even give, cry. He loves it with cheer. Cheer. God knows when we sit, when we rise, every word, every thought, everything is naked and exposed before him. He's naked. It's nothing to hide. He evaluates our actions. Of course, man looks on the heart, and that's how limited man is, but God looks, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. So from today, anytime you are doing something, check the heart. Don't serve because of position. Don't serve because of a name. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just serve, wanting to serve him. Don't serve because you've been given something. No, just serve. Love people genuinely, not because you want something from them. Not because you desire something from them. Everything you do in the local assembly, from the heart. It's coming from my heart. Our worship's coming from his heart. From our hearts. It's coming from our hearts to you. Yes. Who wants to have, when we talk about hearty issues, then we talk about two people walking together. Who wants to have a relationship and the relationship is not coming from the heart? It's not coming from, it's like you are forcing the person to become something. You are trying to force, become like this, do this, go here, do this, do that. Oh no. It should come from the heart. Say, hey, you will not buy me birthday gift. Oh. From the heart. It's coming from the heart. Force. You know, one time I was telling someone that, you see, this person you are forcing it. You know, when somebody loves you, love is too much of an evident thing to be forced. No, I was telling the person, I said, you need to really consider this thing. Because if you have to say, do this, these are basic things that if somebody loves you, the person will do without you even telling them to do. Without you even telling them, they will do it. You have to ask for, fight for, argue with. And then you say you still, whatever. You have to consider it. And it's the same with God. Yeah. Like every time he tells you to wake up and pray, it's like he's forcing you to pray. Like you are praying. He's not worthy to be purchased and to be followed and pursued hardly after. Let me tell you. this statement I'm going to make, it applies to 99.5%. Then I love this person. I love it. People know what they are doing. They know it. Don't say that. Love is something that we can all see. And then I also saw another person who loved them. Hey, I said, have you spoken? I said, oh, we speak every day. We talk every day. I'm trying to call the person. I'm not even getting the person. I said, yes, this person is in love. I said, yes, he's in love. She's in love. Or they are in love. Trying to call, you will not get. I said, call number is busy. Call person on call. Hey, what is going on? I said, that's love. And you don't struggle for so many things. Yeah. You say, do this, the person has already done it. Go here, the person is going. Do this, the person is going. You see, the actions are portraying what is in the heart. See, the actions, that's how it is weighs. It weighs with the actions. The love weighs with the actions. And I was asking someone, like I said, do you talk every day? And he says, yeah, we somehow do. I said, hey, that's very dangerous. You need to talk every single day. Every day. Every day. Yeah. If you're not even able to talk, you are leaving texts and flying emojis. It shows that you are flying emojis. Emojis are flying. Every time emojis are flying. How to do that? It's an action that tells what is in the heart and what is from the heart. It's the same. Actions are going to be weighed by him. Actions are going to be weighed. Say, me, I'm not like that kind of, hey, I will not give my daughter to you. You make her suffer. You will make her suffer. You will make her suffer. You should be showering her every single time, back to back. Back to back, it's consistent, the flow is continuous, it's persistent, it's, you know, you make her suffer, you make her suffer, suffering that is not necessary. When I preach like this, people are happy. But the real message is what I'm telling you, is that the same way God, by him, actions are weighed. Actions. He wants it coming from the heart. Then the actions are following. You know, I was speaking to someone. We are still talking about actions, but this is the best way I can explain actions so that you understand it. And I said to the person, you know, the person, I asked the person, a lady, and I said, how is your this with this person? He said, oh. And I said, but he said that you, it's like you can't go off. It's like you have an attitude. And the person said, that is true sometimes. I said, see, you're going to suck him away. You're going to suck him away. And when you suck him away, don't come and tell me that whatever. If you let him go, that's all. I don't know. But you are worrying him. You are worrying the person. You're making the person suffer. You know, you're worrying. So you have to change. Yeah. So after I said, I didn't say it the way I'm saying now, but I said it in a certain way. Yeah. And I seen that she changed. Then I asked the guy, I said, how is it going? Oh, now we are very fine. we are fine. I said, that's right. So God, imagine even if man requires this, then God. Oh. He wants us to love him passionately. He wants it to come from the heart. It's coming from the center of our hearts. When we kneel down, the kneeling down is with reverence. It's not cold. You know? When we gather, Pastor said, we all have to kneel down. Hey, hey. He doesn't, you see, that one doesn't really move him. He knows that he's being done, but it does not really move him. Yeah, that's not, is that he wants a flowing, like, you know, you're supposed to kneel, but then the kneeling is also, it's also with a certain kind of flow. Lift up hands, dry lifting up hands. It's not you lift up, like lift up hands with the heart. You can see that the heart is connected to the lifting up of hands. The heart is connected. It's not that it's just lift up. You don't even lift. So you don't even say, as we lift our hands to worship, as we lift our hands to praise, then your hands are lifted. Then somebody says, can you, hey, who is thanking me? Okay, Miss Beck. So it has to flow from within. It has to come. Lift up, your hands are lifted. Even, you know, when somebody's hands are lifted and their hands are connected to the heart and a picture is taken, you see the sink. If you like, maybe one of the days, maybe we'll take a picture in church when something like that. You will see the same. Those who was there's a sink. It sinks. There's a synchronizing of the hands lifting and the hearts. Together, it flows together. The kneeling down is different. The singing along the songs are different. The singing is different. There's a difference between my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. You see, the song is Jesus, love of my soul. You see, says so. Your voice is not even, it's not even in tune. So the name is Jesus, who is it? Says. So, like, your mind is even far away. The song is, I love you. Is it? Mind gone. I mean, on Vows Day, how many of you want to receive I? That's all. Have gifts. I. You say, what is the meaning of I? This guy must be crazy. He says, I. What is he thinking? I. Then you now call and say, I forgot to add the love you. I forgot. Hey, you forgot. Why did you forget? I mean, it's just two related words. You forgot to add some. You forgot to spell love. You sent only I. That's what we do to Jesus. We send him only I. Just like I, a dry, cold I. That's all. Actions are weird. I'm saying something important, and I hope you take it seriously, so that you don't stand before him. And your actions, they don't, like, when they put it on the scale, the heaven scale is 0.02. It doesn't even meet any requirement. There was nothing with your heart in conjunction with your action. There was nothing. We put it on the scale. It doesn't move. You know, the scale has to move a little when something is put on it. It has to move. But when we weigh your action, it doesn't move. There's nothing that moves, nothing that shows. So I'm telling you, I'm closing the message. We all are going to sit down quietly. Sit down quietly. Sit down quietly. Sit down quietly and say that, hey, Lord, show me my heart. Look, if he shows your heart and you run away, this heart, if he shows it to you, you say that it's not mine. You say it's yours. Say, Lord, it's not mine. Somebody's own. You've given me somebody's heart. It's your heart, my sister. Sit down and see what I'm saying. Then you say, this thing you said, that thing you said, this thing you are doing, that thing you are doing, this thing you are doing, that thing you are doing, this thing you are doing, that thing you are doing. So we are not going to deceive God. If not, we are deceiving ourselves. Some of you only call the disciple you love. You don't call everybody. You call one, two. That's all. That's all. You don't care about the other people who should go to here. Your actions are being weighed. Your actions are being weighed. Your actions are being weighed, or your actions are being weighed. By him, all actions are weighed. For God is a God of all knowledge. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word this evening. We ask and we receive the grace to serve you in all sincerity, in all passion, in all love. We're intentional. Our actions will mean exactly what we have on our hearts. Our actions will mean what exactly we have on our hearts. Our giving, our service, our singing, ushering, whatever we do, evangelisms, whatever we do, let it come straight from our hearts. 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 Our prayer life, let it not be mechanical. Just because we have to. No, if we don't do it, we feel bad. No, we don't want to have prayer lives like that. We feel bad because we've not prayed and the whole spotlight is on us. We want to have it known that we're not keeping up our relationship with you in the way it ought to be kept. That becomes a drive. The only drive. The drive. Our ministries, our desires to see our ministries grow. Help us, Lord, not to put fame, name, influence, glory. That's of man. Help us not see these things. Help us see you highly exalted in every dealing of our life in the name of Jesus. There's somebody who's listening to me. This becomes the turning point of your walk with God, because it's going to come right from the heart now. It's coming from the heart now. Don't do things and want people to know you did it. Some of us will do something and we want our names on placards. That's our results and that's our reward. That's the only reward we'll receive. If we stand before him today and we say, Lord, I did this for you and I did that for you. You say, yeah, I know you did it. But your reward was that your name was on that placard. We must begin to hide from having things associated to us. We must begin to hide it. We must hide from having things associated to us. We must begin to hide. Yes. We must begin to hide. 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 Hide from having things associated to us. We must take the backstage. We must not be interested in having men accord us, men give us accolades. No, we must begin to hide from that. It's like we hide from it intentionally. We hide from it. We don't even want to be seen for anything. We're just doing it. We're just doing it. If the Lord makes us seen, then glory to his name. If he doesn't, glory to his name. We must just be pleased at doing what he wants us to do. It's in this our rewards are great. So those of you that you do good things and I call you, say this person, you must be praying. You must be praying. You must be praying. If it's something that you really want, hey, then that's your reward. That's your reward is we all knowing. You must be praying. No, hey, must be praying. Now, it doesn't mean there are no good examples. Of course, there are examples we learn from that we are thankful to God for. If you are doing it because you want to be known or something, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. God is helping us. He's helping us. He's helping us in Jesus' name.